The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 8, text number 15, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 7th, 2007, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So, Mataji and I are very happy to be back here with all you wonderful devotees in Kaunas, Lithuania. When we come to this wonderful temple to be in your wonderful association, we do not feel that we are in this material world. We are in the Vaikuntha realm. Tonight we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 8, text number 15. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Mam upecha punarjanma dukalayam shashvatam. Napnuvanti mahatmana sangsidhing paramangata. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta T. Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world which is full of miseries because they have attained the highest perfection. Purport. Since this temporary material world is full of miseries of birth, old age, disease, and death, naturally he who achieves the highest perfection and attains the supreme planet, Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan, does not wish to return. The supreme planet is described in Vedic literature as avyakta and akshara and parama gati. In other words, that planet is beyond our material vision, and it is inexplicable. But it is the highest goal, the destination for the Mahatmas, great souls. The Mahatmas receive transcendental messages from the realized devotees and thus gradually develop devotional service in Krishna consciousness and become so absorbed in transcendental service that they no longer desire elevation to any of the material planets, nor do they even want to be transferred to any spiritual planet. They only want Krishna and Krishna's association and nothing else. That is the highest perfection of life. And this verse specifically mentions the personless devotees of the Supreme Lord Krishna. These devotees in Krishna consciousness achieve the highest perfection of life. In other words, they are the supreme souls.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha.
So, Srila Prabhupada explains in this purport that the Mahatmas no longer desire elevation to any spiritual planet. But they only want Krishna and Krishna's association. So is that contradictory? To not desire to go to Goloka Vrindavan and at the same time to desire Krishna's association. We would normally think, well, if you desire Krishna's association, that means you have a desire to go to Goloka Vrindavan. But here, Srila Prabhupada is saying they have no desire to go to Goloka Vrindavan. They only desire to associate with
Krishna.
So, what is the logical conclusion? That means they don't care where they associate with Krishna. As long as somehow or other they get the association of Krishna. Whether they get it in this material world or the spiritual world, they don't care. So how do the Mahatmas get the association of Krishna? Krishna appears in many, many forms. He appears in the form of His sweet, holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He appears in the form of the deity. He appears in the form of Pushadam. He appears in the form of the spiritual master. He appears in the form of the scriptures. In so many ways he appears. But for those devotees who have anointed their eyes with the ointment of love of God,
bet tiems atsidavusiems, kurie suvilgė savo akis meilės balzamu,
whether they are in this material world or in the spiritual world, they associate with Krishna at every minute.
Ar jie būtų materialiam pasaulyje ar dvasiniam, jie bendrauja su Krishna kiekvieną momentą.
Because they see Krishna at every minute.
Kadangi jie kiekvieną momentą gali matyti Krishna.
Premanjana charita bhakti valokchanena santaksa hridaiva hridayo vikaloka yanti yang shama shundaram achyant yugana svarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Because their eyes have been anointed with that ointment of love of God,
kadangi jo akis buvo suvilgytos to meilės balzamo,
they see that beautiful form of Shyam Sundar within and without. So that is the perfection of the vision. Such Mahatmas are already as good as back to Godhead. Even while they are here in this material world, and as Krishna points out, such pure devotees go back home, back to Godhead.
jie sugrįžta atgal į pas Dievą.
They never return to this world which is so filled up with misery.
Jie niekada negrįžta į šį materialų pasaulį, kuris yra pilnas kančių.
Dukalayam, a place of misery.
Dukalayam, tai yra kančių vieta.
Now, if you were to talk to different people here in Kaunas and tell them this material world is a place of misery, what would they say?
Jūs galite pakalbėti čia Kaune su kai kuriais žmonėm ir pasakyti jiems, kad šis pasaulis yra kančių vieta. Ką gi jie atsakys?
Many people would say, no, you're crazy. This is a wonderful, happy place. Don't you see the flowers are blooming?
Daugelis žmonių pasakys, ne, ši vieta labai nuostabi, ar nematot, štai žydi gėlės.
This is Sukalayam, it's a place of happiness.
Jie sakys, tai yra Sukalayam, vieta pilna laimės.
I can make some money.
Aš galiu užsidirbti pinigų.
I can go to the restaurant.
Galiu nueiti į restoraną.
I can get a girlfriend.
Aš galiu susirasti draugę.
I can get a car and have some sex pleasure.
Aš galiu įsigyti mašiną arba turėti seksualinius malonumus.
This is Sukalayam.
Tai yra Sukalayam.
But even if they argue that it is Sukalayam, it still remains a Shashvatam, a temporary place. Of course, these scientists, they are trying to tell us that they will give us eternal life. We simply have to give them millions and millions of more dollars for their salaries. They're promising that soon they will give us eternal life. But as Srila Prabhupada always says, trust no future, however pleasant.
Netikėkite į ateitį, jeigu tai nėra dabar.
If you were a Mercedes-Benz dealer,
jeigu jūs esate Mercedes'o pardavėjas,
and I came in to buy a Mercedes-Benz from you,
ir aš atėjau pas jūs nusipirkti Mercedes'ą,
and I wrote you a check,
ir aš jums išrašyčiau banko čekį,
for the full price of the car,
pilna suma mašinos, kiek kainuoja.
On a Friday afternoon.
Penktadienį po pietų.
And you ask me, is there enough money in the bank for this check to clear?
Ir manęs paklaustų, ar yra pakankamai pinigų banko sąskaitoje, kad tą pagal čekį išmokėtų?
And I said, well, not this afternoon, there's not enough money in the bank to clear the check.
Ir aš tada atsakyčiau, ne, šiandien po pietų ten nėra tiek pinigų.
But if you deposit it on Monday morning, then it will clear.
Bet jeigu jūs, reiškia, pirmadienį ryte nueisite į banką, tai ten tikrai jums išmokės.
So now give me the title and the keys to the car.
Bet dabar duokite man dokumentus ir raktelius nuo mašinos.
Of course, you might trust me personally, but if it was an ordinary person,
žinoma, jūs galite tikėti man asmeniškai, bet jeigu ten bus eilinė asmenybė,
would you let him take the Mercedes-Benz?
Ar jūs leisite jam paimti tą Mercedes'ą?
You see? Trust no future, however pleasant.
Taigi, netikėkite ateitim, jeigu jums nesuteikiama kažkas.
So, these scientists, they want us to trust the future that they will give us immortality.
Mokslininkai nori, kad mes tikėtume jais, jog jie suteiks nemirtingumą ateityje.
We see that the scientists themselves are dying. Every day a new scientist is dying.
Ir mes matome, kad tie patys mokslininkai kiekvieną dieną vienas po kito jie miršta.
Even the greatest scientist, Professor Einstein, he also died.
Netgi didis profesorius mokslininkas Einšteinas, jis jau numirė irgi.
So how can we think the scientists will give us immortality?
Tai kaipgi mes galim tikėti, kad tas mokslas duos.
They themselves are all dying.
Nes jie patys pas savai miršta.
So we can understand the fact, Ashashvatam, this place is temporary.
Taigi mes turim suprasti, kad šitą faktą šašvą tam, kad ši vieta yra laikina.
Even if we think it is not enjoyable very long.
Net jeigu čia galima pasimėgauti, tai ne tiek ilgai jūs čia mėgausitės.
So the Mahatmas, they are the true intelligent souls. They go to that place which is completely free of all miseries. Because they have attained the highest perfection. What is that called? Krishna consciousness.
Krishna samadhi.
Yeah. We have our society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Mes turime bendriją, Krishna sąmonės bendriją, tarptautinę.
So now we have very good opportunity.
Ir dabar mes turime labai gerą progą.
We can attain the supreme perfection.
Mes galime pasiekti tobulumą aukščiausią.
We can go back to Godhead.
Mes galime sugrįžti pas Dievą.
But we have to follow the process also.
Bet taip pat mes turime sekti ir procesu.
Krishna consciousness is not like the so-called Christianity where you just accept Jesus and you're automatically saved.
Krishna sąmonė nėra kaip tarytum kartais būna pateikta krikščionybė, kad priimkite Kristų ir daugiau nieko nereikia daryti.
It's not that you can simply take initiation and now you're automatically saved because you're initiated. One has to become fixed solidly in Krishna consciousness. When I gave the initiation lecture here for Abhinanda, I gave the 10 offenses also. Remember that? Prabhupada always wanted the 10 offenses should be discussed during the initiation lecture. Because initiation is not just a magic wand. Okay, boom, now you're initiated, now you're a pure devotee, you're going back to Godhead.
Iniciacija tai nėra toksai magiškas palaiminimas, kad jūs gaunate iniciaciją, dabar viskas jūs jau įsivadavęs laisvas.
Initiation means you're now enrolled in the university.
Iniciacija reiškia, kad jūs dabar įstojote į universitetą.
It doesn't mean that now you are a graduate.
Ir tai nereiškia, kad jūs jau dabar gavote diplomą.
There is a big difference between being an enrollee and a graduate, isn't there?
Yra didelis skirtumas tarp to, kai jūs tik įstojate į universitetą ir kai jūs jį baigėte.
So when we get our diksha, that means now we have formally registered in the university.
Ir kai jūs gaunate diksha, tai reiškia, kad formaliai jūs jau užregistruotas universitete.
That is when the real work begins now.
Ir tada prasideda tikras darbas.
I have made my commitment to my guru.
Aš pasišvenčiau savo guru.
That I will follow his instructions seriously.
Aš rimtai seksiu jo nurodymais.
And now I have to do my duty.
Ir dabar aš turiu atlikti savo pareigą.
Yes, he is like a student, he has to do his duty.
Kaip studentas, jis paprasčiausiai turi atlikti savo pareigą.
He has to attend the classes.
Jis turi lankytis paskaitose.
And actually, Prabhupada said, all initiated devotees must attend morning and evening class.
Ir iš tikrųjų, Šrila Prabhupada yra pasakęs, kad inicijuoti atsidavę, jie turi lankytis rytinėse ir vakarinėse paskaitose.
You've seen the rule sheet he posted at 26 Second Avenue?
Ar žinote tas taisyklės, kurias jis išspausino 26 antroje aveniu?
So we now, once one is initiated, one has to be very serious to follow the rules and regulations.
Tas, kas turi iniciaciją, jis turi būti labai rimtas, kad sektų visomis šitomis taisyklėmis.
He must follow the four regulated principles.
Jis turi sekti keturiais reguliuojamais principais.
Sometimes people think, well, I'm a house sorter, I just have to follow three principles.
Kai kas galvoja, o aš esu šeiminykštis, man užtenka, tai reikia sekti trys principais.
I'm not going to mention which principle that they think they can avoid.
Aš neminėsiu čia to principo, per kurį jie galvoja, kad nereikia sekti.
Out of politeness.
Iš mandagumo.
But everyone is meant to follow all four regulative principles.
Bet kiekvienas turi sekti visus keturis reguliuojamus principus.
That's the vow we take at our initiation.
Tai yra įžadai, kuriuos mes duodame iniciacijos metu.
And that is our sure and certain pathway back to home, back to Godhead.
Tai yra mūsų tikras ir tiesus kelias atgal pas Dievą.
You may argue that Sankarshan Prabhu, why are you being so heavy?
Ir jūs galite ginčyti savo Sankarshana Prabhu, kodėl jūs toksai griežtas?
Why don't you just enliven us with some Lila Katha?
Kodėl jūs tiesiog mūsų neapšviestumėt kokią nors Lila Katha?
But actually, to fully appreciate Lila, one has to have all the anartas cut out of the heart.
Bet tam, kad įvertinti ir suprasti kokią nors Lila, žmogus turi išvaryti iš savęs visas anartas iš širdies.
If you study the lectures of Srila Prabhupada, you'll see that 99% is simply philosophy. 99% of his lectures, he's simply talking philosophy.
Jeigu jūs analizuosite Šilos Prabhupados paskaitas, 99% Šilo Prabhupada kalba apie paprastą filosofiją.
A little bit of Lila thrown in for spice.
Ir labai nedaug apie Lilas, tarytum kaip prieskonis.
Because the fact is, we are very much caught up in the material nature right now.
Kadangi šiuo metu mes esame tiesiog užgauti, sugauti materialios tiesos.
And we require the cutting words of the spiritual master to free us from these anartas within the heart. We require the cutting words of the spiritual master.
Ir mums reikalingi tokie kertantis žodžiai dvasinio mokytojo, kurie apvalytų mus nuo anartų.
To free us, yes, from these anartas. So actually, the result is you become ecstatic.
Ir rezultatas bus toks, kad jūs tapsite ekstatiškais.
If one becomes free from all this dirt in the heart, one becomes full of bliss.
Ir jei žmogus išsivalo nuo nešvarumų širdyje, jis įgyja daug palaimos.
How is it that the Mahatmas are able to associate with Krishna at every minute?
Tai ir kaip tie Mahatmas sugeba kiekvieną minutę bendrauti su Krishna?
That's because all the dirt in the heart has become cleansed away.
Kadangi visa nešvara iš širdies buvo išvalyta.
That is called anarta nivritti.
Tai vadinasi anarta nivritti.
And when anarta nivritti is there,
ir kai anarta nivritti ateina,
then one becomes very solid, nishta, very fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Tada bhaktas tampa labai stiprus, stabilus, labai įsitvirtinęs Krishna sąmonėje.
One cannot be shaken from the path of bhakti.
Jis negali būti išjudintas iš bhakti kelio.
And then you reach the point where true taste comes, ruchi.
Ir tada tik tai ateina tikras skonis, ruchi.
Where you can say Hare Krishna one time,
ir kai jūs pasakote tik vieną kartą Hare Krishna,
and you will taste more sweetness than the entire universe could contain.
Jūs pajaučiate tiek daug skonio ir džiaugsmo, kad netgi visa visata negali turėti šitiek.
Can you imagine how one pure utterance of Hare Krishna,
ar jūs galite įsivaizduoti, kiek vienas Hare Krishna žodžius skiemuo turi?
Is like the ultimate gulab jamun.
Tai yra kaip galutinis gulab jamunas.
It has so much juice in it that it can fill up the whole universe and break through the coverings of the universe.
Jis turi tiek daug sulčių, kad reiškiais tiek gali išsiskleisti, kad
if you can
visata ir dar reiškia pramuštų visatos reiškia apdangalus.
If you can chant Hare Krishna one time with absolute perfection, that mantra will actually break through the covering of the universe.
Jeigu jūs nors vieną kartą galėtumėt pakartoti labai tobulai Hare Krishna, tai tas vienas kartas jisai gali pramušti visus visatos apvalkalus.
So we want to give you some encouragement.
Todėl mes norime taip jūs pasakyti.
To perfect yourself more and more in the process of sadhana bhakti. There is an unlimited ocean of sweetness awaiting us.
ir didžiulis saldumo vandenynas laukia mūsų.
We simply have to become free from the tinges of passion and ignorance.
Mes paprasčiausiai turime išsivaduoti iš aistros ir neišmanimo tendencijų.
Rajagun, tamagun. These modes are keeping us in a miserable condition.
Šie radža ir tamo gunas modusai laiko mus kančiuose.
So the intelligent person finds the ways and means to get free from these modes of nature.
Ir intelektualus žmogus jisai suranda būdus, kaip išsivaduoti iš šių gunų.
And by absorbing himself 24 hours a day in bhakti yoga.
Pasinerdamas 24 valandas per parą į bhakti yoga.
Bhakti yoga is the means and bhakti yoga is the goal at the same time.
Bhakti yoga yra ir priemonė ir tikslas tuo pačiu metu.
When we achieve perfection, we will be fully immersed in bhakti yoga.
Kai mes pasieksime tobulumą, mes pilnai būsime pasinėrę bhakti yoga.
And bhakti yoga is the means of achieving that perfection also.
Bhakti yoga taip pat yra kaip priemonė, kad pasiekti tą tobulumą.
So this is actually a very wonderful thing.
Ir iš tikrųjų, todėl tai yra labai nuostabus dalykas.
Even a neophyte devotee, he can immediately take up bhakti.
Nes netgi neofitas atsidavęs, jis iškart gali jau pasinerti į bhakti.
He can immediately taste the bliss of Krishna bhakti.
Jis jau iškart gali pajausti Krishna bhakti nektarą palaimą.
This is called transcendental happiness.
Tai vadinasi transcendentinė laimė.
Happiness in the mode of goodness is poison in the beginning and nectar at the end.
Sattva arba dorybės gunos laimė yra kančia pabaigoje.
But this transcendental happiness is nectar in the beginning and nectar in the end.
Tai yra kaip dorybės, tai yra kaip nuodai pradžioje ir nektaras vėliau, o transcendentinė laimė yra nektaras ir pradžioje ir pabaigoje.
So the great acharyas, they are inviting us.
Ir didieji acharyos kviečia mus.
Dive into this ocean of pure Krishna bhakti.
Pasinerkite į šitą tyros bhakti vandenyną.
Why are you sitting on the shore caught up in the modes of nature?
Kodėl jūs sėdite ant kranto surakinti materialių gamtos gunų?
They are encouraging us to jump in and taste the true bliss of Krishna consciousness.
Jie kviečia mus pasinerti tą vandenyną ir ragauti tyrą palaimą.
This Krishna consciousness is so wonderful.
Ši Krishna sąmonė yra tokia nuostabi.
That it can solve all the problems of the whole world.
Kad jie gali spręsti visas problemas šio pasaulio.
It can solve my problems.
Jie gali spręsti mano problemas.
It can solve your problems.
Gali jūsų problemas išspręsti.
It can solve your problems.
Taip pat jūsų.
You see, it can solve everyone's problem.
Kiekvieno iš jūsų.
So, why are we holding back? Why are we sitting on the shore?
Tai kodėl mes vis dar sustoja? Kodėl mes sėdime ant to kranto?
Krishna says, Mahasuchaha, do not hesitate, do not worry.
Krishna sako, Mahasuchaha, nesirūpink.
But we are not heeding Krishna's advice, we continue hesitating. Well, I don't know, maybe later on.
Nesirūpink, nesvyruok. Mes turime šį Krishna's patarimą, bet mes dar svyruojam.
Now I will do some bhakti, I will do some sense gratification.
Na, dabar aš pabandysiu šiek tiek bhakti, šiek tiek jausmų tenkinimo.
We should simply dive into complete unalloyed bhakti, you see.
Mes paprasčiausiai turime pilnai pasinerti į neužterštą bhakti, pilnai.
Ahai tuki apritiyata yajatmo suprasidati. That devotional service which is unmotivated and uninterrupted alone can satisfy the self.
Ta atsidavimo tarnystė, kuri yra nemotivuota ir nenutrūkstama, gali vien tik tai jį patenkinti sielą.
So we have seen that example in His Divine Grace. Om Vishnu Pad Banamahamsa Parivajakacharja Astatarizadashi Srimad A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Tridandi Go Shami Maharaj Prabhupada. We saw a person who was totally immersed or totally immersed in transcendental happiness. And just by being in the presence of that great personality, we could feel how we were in the spiritual existence with him. And we forgot all the miseries of material existence. So that is the key. If we take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, who is living in the spiritual world at every minute, then we will be living in the spiritual world with him. Even while we are engaged in our ordinary day-to-day activities. Do you know that bhajan by Bhakti Vinod Thakur? He said one day while engaging in household activities, I saw my house transform into Goloka Vrindavan.
Vieną dieną užsiminėdamas savo šeiminio pareigom, aš pamačiau, kad mano namai virto Vaikuntha.
So, if we become very nicely absorbed in Krishna consciousness,
jeigu mes tikrai būsime užsijėmę pasinėrį Krishna sąmonę,
we will be living with Krishna at every minute. The material miseries will not touch us even slightly. So that's why it's worth it to focus on advancing ourselves in Krishna consciousness. We have everything to gain and we have nothing to lose except for ariatmic, aribhautic, and aridaivic miseries.
Mes įgysime viską ir mums nėra ko prarasti išskyrus tai, kad mes prarasime trejopas kančias.
So I'd like to ask now if any of you have some questions.
Tik dabar noriu paklausti, gal jūs turite kokių klausimų?
Yes.
Aš noriu paklausti Mahadžio. O kai suprasi, kaip Vyštai man buvo sakęs Džiavanaja Puriam Brahmas, kas mėgartuoja šitą tūtančių ratų, nu, šitą tūtančių valdų, aš pasinėdėsiu, kai tai suprasti.
Aš pas pasinėdėsiu?
Ne, aha.
Tai kas kartuoja?
Kas nekartuoja, aš vieną lasą du šimtų tūkstančių, aš pasinėdėsiu.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, he's saying that if one does not chant 100,000 holy names, then I will not visit his home. I will not visit him. What does that mean?
That means you must become 100% absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Actually, Prabhupada ordered us to chant 64 rounds. When he started this movement, 64 rounds is 100,000 names.
Okay.
Devotees were totally bewildered. They said, Swamiji, we cannot do. And then Prabhupada said, all right, then 32 rounds then. They said, oh, Swamiji, we cannot chant 32 rounds. So actually, it is only by the mercy of Srila
Prabhupada.
We can chant, because our 16 rounds, that is only about, 25,000 names. It's only 1/4 of 100,000. But because Prabhupada is such a great and powerful acharya, by his mercy, we will still be accepted by the Lord. You know that verse? We sing it every morning. Yasham prasadahan bhagavat prasado, yasham prasadanagati kutopi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, no one makes any advancement. Why do we call him his divine grace? You see? Because his grace is divine. Because of the divine grace of Srila Prabhupada, therefore, even though we are not chanting 64 rounds a day, Krishna is still accepting our service. So you can imagine if somebody is not chanting even 16 rounds, what is their position? Whereabouts unknown? Whereabouts unknown? It means their location is unknown. They're lost in outer space somewhere. Next question. Yes.
Sadhana bhakti minėjo ir jos svarbą ir ypatingai apie tai dažniausiai bhakti, kurie praktikuoja, nėra, nu, gali laikytis jos skirtingai ir kaip su to, reiškia.
Could you explain, you mentioned sadhana bhakti, could you explain about sadhana bhakti, how should we follow sadhana bhakti individually for every one of us?
Yes, sadhana bhakti is very simple.
Sadhana bhakti yra labai paprasta.
The first thing is you have faith in the process.
Pirmas dalykas, tai jūs turite turėti tikėjimą į šį procesą.
Then you associate with the devotees.
Tada jūs bendraukite su sudavusiais.
Then you take shelter of the spiritual master by initiation. And then you follow the rules and regulations to become free from all the dirt in the heart. And whatever instruction your spiritual master gives you, you take it as your life and soul. In this way, by following Guru's orders, you become a pure devotee.
Ir tokiu būdu, jei seksite dvasinio mokytojo nurodymų, jūs tapsite tyrais atsidavusiais.
This morning in Kaliningrad, one of the devotees asked, well, you have to situate yourself in a certain way rather than Varnasham Dharma.
Vienas iš atsidavusių šiandien ryte Kaliningrade paklausė, mes turime sekti savo, reiškia, padėtim Varnashramoje darboje, Varnashramas darboje.
It's very, very simple. You simply take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master and whatever instruction he gives you, you carry it out faithfully. That's all.
Iš tikrųjų yra viskas paprasta. Jūs tiesiog priimkite dvasinį mokytojo nurodymus ir sekite, ką jis jums besakytų.
So that means everyone has to take shelter of a guru.
Tai reiškia, kad kiekvienas turi priimti dvasinį mokytojo prieglobstį.
Srila Prabhupada explains in India, I may have told you previously, there are two kinds of dogs. If I told you all that, yeah.
Srila Prabhupada aiškina, aš jums jau anksčiau pasakojau, kad Indijoje yra dviejų rūšių šunys.
Have I explained here in Kaunas about Sanata and Anata?
No? Pasakojau apie Sanata and?
Yes. Sanata and Anata.
Sanata ir Anata.
Yes, there are two kinds of dogs in India.
Taigi yra dviejų rūšių. šunys Indijoje.
Dogs with a master and dogs without a master.
Šunys, kurie turi savo šeimininką, ir šunys, kurie jo neturi.
How many people have been to India? Let's see a show of hands. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes. So you all know those dogs in India, how horrible their life is. They live on the street, they're very skinny. They're in a state of constant fear. They have skin disease, so all their fur has fallen off. They have wounds on their bodies where other dogs have bitten them. Actually, you just want to cry when you see those poor little dogs.
Iš tikrųjų, jūs tiesiog norite verkti, kai matote tuos mažus ir vargšus šunelius.
Those of you who have been to India, how many have been to Juhu Beach?
Kiek iš jūsų, kas esat buvę Indijoje, esat buvę Juhu Beach?
Yeah. Only two. On Juhu Beach, all the rich men, they walk in the morning.
Juhu paplūdimyje, ten turtingi žmonės vaikšto.
And they are westernized. So many of the wealthy Bombay men, they have their dog. And these dogs are quite different from the street dog. They are stout and strong. They are nice and plump. They are very jolly and very proud. Walking with their master, you see. So those poor street dogs who have no master, they're in a horrible condition. But those dogs who have master, they're in very good position. So Prabhupada compares someone who has a guru, he's like the dog with a master. Of course, we are speaking of bona fide guru, not these bogus rascals. Actually, it's better to have no guru than have a bogus guru. I one time had a bogus guru. He charged me a fee for diksha. It was more than 1 month's rent I had to pay for diksha. One month's rent money for my apartment. I paid more for my diksha than I did for 1 month's rent. But that rascal, he simply cheated me. You see, he gave me nothing of any value and he took my money, that's all. So, to do sadhana bhakti, you must have a bona fide spiritual master. And whatever instructions he gives you, you must take them as your life and soul. And then you will become spiritually strong. You become very jolly, healthy and full of energy. Vibrant with spiritual potency. This is the result of having a bona fide spiritual master. You become empowered with enthusiasm. Determination. And patience. And if you're initiated and you're not feeling this,
Ir jeigu jūs esate inicijuotas ir šito viso nejaučiate.
That means you're negligent in following the instructions of your spiritual master.
Tai reiškia, kad jūs neapdairiai sekate dvasinio mokytojo nurodymais.
Therefore, the most important principle in Krishna consciousness is obedience to the orders of the spiritual master. Any other questions?
Aš norėjau pratesti šitą klausimą apie sekimą dvasinio mokytojo nurodymų. O kaip reikia reaguoti į vyresnių bhaktų nurodymus? I would like to continue this topic regarding following instructions of spiritual master. How should we react to the instructions of senior devotees?
My spiritual master told me to follow the instructions of the senior devotees. Therefore, by obeying the senior devotees, I am following my spiritual master's order. And I also instruct my disciples they should follow the orders of their temple authorities.
Aš taip pat nurodau savo mokiniams, kad jie sektų pamokymais šventyklos vyresnių arba autoritetų.
In this way, the temple authorities actually become empowered as my representatives.
Ir iš tikrųjų, šventyklos autoritetai jie tampa kaip ir mano įgalioti asmenys.
So it becomes a... By serving the temple authority, they're serving me because I ordered them to do that, and it's a very nice relationship. This was a system that Prabhupada used and to manage ISKCON. He fully empowered the GBC, the temple presidents, and the sannyasis. So, in this way, if you serve the senior devotees who represent the spiritual master, then you are properly serving your guru.
Atstovauja jūsų dvasinį mokytoją, tai jūs idealiai sekate savo dvasinį mokytojų nurodymus.
Questions more?
Yeah. Viena iš jų yra pradžialba arba bereikalingos kalbos, tai aš norėjau paklausti, kiek yra pavojinga šitą įdą.
One of the faults in our devotional service is pradžialba or useless talks. I would like to ask how much it is dangerous and how should we deal with it?
Yes, if there is some vajalpa going on, you should not be interested to hear it.
Taigi, jeigu kažkur tai vyksta pradžalpa, jūs neturite būti labai suinteresuotas klausytis jos.
And if you're really expert, you can enter into it and turn it into Krishna Gita.
Bet jeigu jūs esate patyręs ekspertas, tai jūs galite tarytum įsijungti į tą pradžialpą ir labai gražiai pasukti ir padaryti ją Krishna Katha.
If some devotee wants to talk pradžialpa, then you can talk to them, but then transform it into Krishna Katha.
Jeigu kažkokie atsidavę nori papradžialpoti, tai jūs galite įsijungti ir persukti ją į Krishna Katha.
Prabhupada could talk about anything and connect it with Krishna, you see. So a devotee actually can see everything in relationship with Krishna. So in this way he can be engaged 24 hours a day in Krishna Gita.
Ir tokiu būdu jisai gali 24 valandas būti užsiemęs Krishna.
The easiest way is you have to find devotees who like to talk about Krishna.
Pas paprasčiausias metodas, tai jūs tiesiog susiraskite tuos atsidavusius, kurie mėgsta kalbėti apie Krishna.
Who don't like to waste their time with Prajapa.
Kurie nemėgsta švaistyti savo laiko su Prajapa.
And make those devotees your close friends.
Ir tapk tokiais artimais draugais su jais.
Krishna Katha buddies.
Krishna Kathos bičiuliai.
Questions more? Yeah.
Jūs užsiminėt apie ketvirtą principą, kuris iš tikrųjų gąsdina tas vietas daug ką labai. Kaip ir šokiruoja, nes jis labai toks griežtas, atrodo, todėl, kad mūsų gyvenimas materialus tiesiog remiasi tuo rytiniu pasitenkinimu. Ir va kaip suprasti, suvokti tą principą teisingai. Nes mes nebūtinai šeimoje gyvenantys žmonės tada puola į tuos pastus, bet praktiškai visi tame gyvena, tuose spastuose. Ir kaip suvokti save tam, ir realiai suvokti.
You mentioned it about the fourth regulative principle, and that it is that we should follow very strictly. But actually, the reality is that everyone is caught by this, and not only householders. They are in this trap, but most of the people and even devotees they suffer out of this. And how to understand it? How to get out of this?
Yes, we have to remember Jamunacharya Albandru of South India.
Mes galime prisiminti Jamunacharya Albandrą iš Pietų Indijos.
He was a king before he became a sadhu. King means he was enjoying so much sex pleasure.
Karalius, tai reiškia, kad jis mėgaujasi taip pat seksualiniais malonumais.
But when he became devotee, he had a complete change of consciousness.
Bet kai jisai tapo sadhu, jis visiškai pakeitė savo sąmonę.
He wrote a very beautiful prayer in this connection.
Jis ryšium su tuo parašė nuostabią maldą.
Which I think I have told you all before, is very beautiful.
Aš tikriausiai taip pat ją esu jums minėjęs, jinai tikrai labai nuostabi.
Yadavadi mama chaito Krishna padaravinde Nava nava rasa damanyun yatarantuma sit tadavati vatanari sangame smaryamane bhavati mukashushtu nishtivanam sho. Which means, ever since I have been engaged in the transcendental loving service of Shri Shri Radha and Krishna,
kiekvieną jutimą, kurį aš užėmiau atsidavimo tarnystę Radai ir Krishnai.
Tasting ever-increasing pleasure in that transcendental association.
Kiekvienas jutimas jaučia transcendentinį džiaugsmą bendraudamas su Radai ir Krishnai.
Whenever the thought of sex pleasure crosses my mind,
ir kai tik tais mano protė šmėsteli mintis apie seksualinius malonumus,
my lips curl with this taste.
Mano lūpos išsikreipia nuo bjaurumo.
And I spit at the thought.
Ir aš nusispjaunu į tą mintį.
So, is he some artificial brahmachari?
Ar jūs matote jį kaip kokį nors dirbtinį brahmachari?
No. He is tasting nava rasa.
Ne, jis ragauja nava rasa.
He isn't tasting ever increasing pleasure.
jis ragauja vis labiau didėjantį džiaugsmą.
And the fact is there are many devotees who are in our movement who are strictly following these principles.
Iš tikrųjų yra daug atsidavusių, kurie yra mūsų judėjime, jie griežtai seka principus.
Many sannyasis, in all orders, brahmacharis, sannyasis, grihastas, vanaprasas, there are many devotees who are strictly following these principles and tasting great happiness.
Yra daugybė atsidavusių, brahmacharis, grihastas, sannyasis, vanaprasas, mūsų judėjime, kurie seka griežtai principais ir jaučia didžiulis skonį.
Anyone who is having difficulty, they should approach their spiritual master or a senior devotee or another guru and get help.
Ir jeigu kas turi sunkumų su tuo, jisai turėtų kreiptis į vyresnius atsidavusius, į dvasinį mokytą arba į kitus pamokslautojus, sanjasius.
Nobody should be engaged in illicit sex in this movement.
Niekas neturi užsiimti neleistinais lytiniais santykiais šiame judėjime.
Next question.
Ką reiškia Narainos ir Višnų vardai?
What means in translation Narayana and Vishnu?
Narayana and Vishnu, translation. There are different meanings. Does anyone know Narayan? Mataji, you know the literal meaning for Narayan?
Yra keletas skirtingų reikšmių.
Anyone, any Sanskrit scholars here?
You
know the literal meaning of the word Narayan?
Kas žino tiksliai sanskrito mokslininkai?
The one which is above the water.
One who resides on the water in Vishnu.
Narayana reiškia viena iš reikšmių yra tai tas, kuris gyvena virš vandens.
It's a compound word from Nara, and Shiva Swami explains that Nara refers to those waters, what you said, and ayana means laying down. And there are other explanations also about Nara ayana, more how does he settle about that. Ayana also indicates, it means path, and Nara also means people. So path for the people, like a goal for the people. It's I remember was another third explanation. And Vishnu, it's from the root Vish, to enter, and Anu is a suffix. It means one who enters everywhere, who pervades.
Thank you very much.
Vishnu yra kyla iš veiksmažio šaknies Vish, tu įeiti, ir yra priesaga nu, ir tai reiškia tas, kuris persmelkia viską, įeina visur, kaip paramatma ir taip toliau. O Narayana, Nara nurodo į priežastinius vandenis, ir Aina reiškia gulėjimas, tai yra tas, kuris guli Naros vandenyse. Ir reiškia, taip pat Nara reiškia žmonės, ir Aina reiškia tikslas, viena iš tokių reiškimų, tai yra tas, tai yra žmonių tikslas, tas, kurį
So one should go beyond the literal Sanskrit meaning and actually become fully surrendered to that Supreme Narayan, Lord Vishnu, so that you can know him. That's even more deep understanding than literal meaning of his name. You understand?
Taigi, žmogus turėtų ne tik stengti suprasti literatūrišką vertimą ir reikšmę šito žodžio, bet turėtų atsiduoti viešpačiui Narainai ir išpažinti jį iš tikrųjų. Tai yra kur kas svarbiau negu tik žinoti literatūrinį supratimą.
Sanskrit grammar is very nice, but without bhakti it is very dangerous.
Sanskrito gramatika labai nuostabi, bet be atsidavimo, be bhakti, jinai yra pavojinga.
You have to surrender to that Narayan, Vishnu, Krishna.
Jūs turite atsiduoti šitam Narayanai, Vishnu, Krishna.
Simply to know the literal Sanskrit meaning of the word is not sufficient.
Vien tik tais žinoti literatūrinį reikšmę šitų žodžių nepakanka.
Man labai patinka Narayanas vardas.
He likes this name Narayana very much.
So, are you initiated?
Are you initiated?
Well, you may, who knows what kind of name you'll get when you get, you should get qualified for initiation. You might get the name Narayan Das. Next question. Yes.
I have heard that before one transferred to the spiritual world, he's being born in the place where Krishna's pastime is taking place. Is it so?
Yes.
All the time is like this?
Yes.
She does not understand if she cannot see directly Krishna's pastimes. Does it mean that she will not be transferred to the Krishna's abode?
If she cannot directly see?
If she cannot directly see.
All you have to do is take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. Become completely obedient, surrendered disciple of your guru. And he will personally take you into the pastimes of Krishna.
Jis asmeniškai nuves tave į patalpins į Krišnos sužaidimus.
What is the difficulty?
Kokie dar sunkumai gali būti?
Is there any difficulty?
Kada dar yra kokie sunkumai? Kliūtis.
So now you do them.
Tai gerai, dabar tik tai stabdo lieka tai padaryti.
Don't remain in this cycle of breath and death.
Nepasilik šitame gimimo ir mirčių rate.
Now you must qualify yourself to re-enter the eternal pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna. You were originally situated in Krishna's pastimes. But then you foolishly revolted against the Lord. And you came to rotate in the cycle of birth and death. So now, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, you have the opportunity to regain your original eternal identity. You must take this now as your only business, your only duty. Is that all right? Thank you very much. Next question. Yes.
Jie nepripažįsta to, ir už tai mani neigia. Ir kur aš ką beskelbiu tokius dalykus, jie vadina nesam. Ką man toliau daryti?
I live a little bit far away from this community, from this temple. And
I don't follow what you're saying.
He says that he lives a bit far away from
okay.
the community and this temple,
right.
and he accepts all what is going on here. He likes it, but he has difficulties with his family members. They denying him and saying that all this is nonsense. What should I do next?
Well, the best thing is if you can live separately from your family.
Geriausias dalykas, jeigu jums kažkaip išeitų gyventi truputį atskiriau nuo savo šeimos.
Are you talking about your wife?
Ar jūs kalbate apie savo žmoną?
Or your parents?
Ar savo tėvus?
Aš nevedęs.
Parents?
Apie tėvus kalbate, taip?
Nu, ten aš gyvenu pas juos. Aš tėvų
neturiu. He doesn't have parents, he has kind of those who care about him and he lives with them.
Parents?
And not parents. And they care like
stepfather.
Stepfather, stepmother.
Well, the best thing is if you can the best thing is you can live in this temple. I don't know if they have what the program is to have someone to join, but the best thing if you're a single man with no wife and no children.
Jeigu jūs neturite nei žmonos, nei vaikų, esate toks tarytum viengungis, tai geriausiai jums apsigyventi šventykloje.
If you can come and live in this ashram, that's the best training.
Jeigu yra aišku galimybė, čia šventykloje, reiškiais, tiesiog atvykite.
Are you working a job right now?
Ar jūs dirbate dabar darbę kur nors?
Bet mane ryša darbas. Suriša mane darbas.
Yeah, he works and he's...
What kind of work do you do?
He's bounded by work. He's bounded.
You know, does he work?
He bounded with the work.
What kind of work?
Kokį darbą jis dirba? He works as a
fireman.
You're a fireman.
Yeah.
We are also firemen here.
Mes taip pat čia esame gaisrininkai.
Sangsara dava nadalita loka tranayakar yuna gana ganatvam. This whole material world is a blazing forest fire.
Šitas visas materialus pasaulis tai yra degantis miškas.
And we are putting out that forest fire with the Hare Krishna mantra.
Ir mes gesiname visą šitą miško gaisrą su Hare Krishna mantra.
So, I don't know. It's up to our temple president here is Hare Katha Prabhu.
Čia yra šventyklos prezidentas Hare Katha Prabhu.
I don't know if he has any openings here in his fire department.
Aš nežinau, ar jis įdarbina ką nors savo gaisrininkų gretose.
But you should talk to him and see if maybe you can even come sometimes when there's a holiday on the weekends.
Jūs pakalbėkite su juo ir net jeigu jūs atvyksite kartais per išeiginės ar per atostogas.
At least come some whenever you have a weekend off or some and come and get some training how to be Hare Krishna conscious.
Arba bent jau jūs atvykite savaitgaliais ir apsimokykite gaukite išsilavinimą kaip būti.
So you should meet with Hare Katha and see if there's any way that you can come and spend at least on your vacation time here if nothing else.
Hare Katha ir pažiūrėkite kokios yra galimybės jums gauti tą išsilavinimą.
Next question.
Sekantis klausimas.
I saw a hand in the back. Do you still have your question there in the back?
Aš mačiau ten gale kėlė ranką. Ar dar tebėra tas klausimas? Kaip? Jo, tai užduokit. Kokį vaidmenį vaidina mūsų prigimtis ir ar yra toksai laikmetis, kada ta prigimtis prislopinama ir priimama guru prigimtis? What is the role of our nature? And
what is the goal of our nature?
Yeah, role.
Role of our nature,
yeah,
okay.
And is there that... Is it there some time that we can diminish our own nature and accept Guru's nature?
Can we do what with our own nature?
Diminish
it and accept the
nature of Guru.
The nature of Guru. Well, the nature of Guru is he's very compassionate.
Guru prigimtis yra tokia, kad jis yra labai gailestingas.
And you have to, whatever your nature is, you have to engage that in the service of Guru and Krishna.
Kokia jau jūsų prigimtis bebūtų, užimkite ją to tarnystę kaip Guru ir Krishna.
You do not have to diminish your nature.
Jums nereikia sumažinti, suspausti savo.
Your nature means your natural propensity to act in a certain capacity.
Nes jūsų prigimtis reiškia, kad jūs turite tokios savybės veikti tam tikru būdu.
Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, what can repression accomplish?
Kas Krishna sako Bhagavad Gita, ką gali duoti mūsų prigimties suspaudimas.
So there's no point trying to diminish your nature.
Nėra jokios prasmės slopinti savo prigimtį.
Simply engage your nature in the service of Guru and Krishna. Because actually, you know, you have two different natures. You have your original pure nature of Krishna Bhakti. And now you are covered by the nature of wanting to try to enjoy this material existence. So by engaging in the process of Krishna consciousness, the artificial shadow nature which is covering your pure nature right now,
dirbtinė šešėlinė prigimtis, kuri dengia jūsų pirminę prigimtį,
will gradually go away.
Palaipsniui išnyks.
And your original pure nature will manifest.
Ir jūsų pirminė prigimtis apsireikš.
So there's no question of diminishing your nature, you simply purify your nature, that's all.
Taigi, čia nėra klausimas apie tai, kad suslopinti savo prigimtį, jūs tiesiog apvalykite savo pirminę prigimtį.
Is that all right?
Ar tai jums aišku?
You're willing to do that?
Ar jūs trokštate tai daryti?
Very good. Thank you very much. All right, next question.
Sekantis klausimas.
Čia buvo kalbant apie pradžiamplą ir taip pat apie skonį, apie skonį Krišnos katkai. Pokalbėms ir klausimai apie Krišną. Ir sako, to skonio nebus tol, kol mes neapsivalysim jausmų nereikalingų dalykų. Tai vat kaip išgyvent baktui tą laikotarpį?
You were talking about prajalpa, and that we have to avoid it, and we should have a taste for Krishna katha. But how to do for the devotee who has no taste yet for Krishna katha?
That's simple thing.
And how to what to do in this period?
Yes, it's a very simple thing.
Labai paprastas dalykas.
We studied it this morning in Kaliningrad. First canto, chapter number 2, Bhagavatam. Shu shru sho shradadanashya vasudeva kataruchi syan mahat sevya vipra punya seva nakirtanat.
Pirma gesmė, antras skyrius.
By serving those souls who are completely free from all vice,
tarnaudami toms asmenybėms, kurios yra visiškai laisvos nuo trūkumų,
great service is done.
Ir atliekama didžiulė tarnystė.
By such service one gains a taste for Krishna katha.
Ir tos tarnystės dėka žmogus įgyja skonį Krishna katha.
All you have to do is seek out the association of pure devotees and serve them with love.
Viską, ką jūs turite daryti, tai siekti tirų atsidavusiųjų bendrijos ir tarnauti jiems su meile.
And then immediately you will get taste.
Ir tada jūs labai greitai įgysite tą taste.
It is called instant taste.
Ir tai vadinasi staigus skonis.
Next question.
Second is classless.
Yes.
Šitą norėjau paklausti,
ką mato tyras susidavęs Krišnos lotoso pėdose. Aš niekaip nesprantu, kaip galima taip ilgai mąstyti tūkstančius metų, pažiūrėjau, kaip jie moražia. Kaip jiems neatsibosta tą daryti?
Can you explain what a pure devotee can see in the lotus feet of Krishna?
What is suitable?
What a pure devotee can see in the lotus feet of
what
Krishna?
What can they see in the lotus feet?
Yeah. And
what a pure devotee see?
Huh?
What a pure devotee see?
And
in the lotus feet of Krishna, he sees everything. There's nothing he does not see in the lotus feet of Krishna. The pure devotee sees everything in the lotus feet of Krishna.
And how, why they can think so long for example, Yamaraja is thinking about lotus feet of Krishna thousands.
Why does it take so long?
No, why they can think and meditate the feet of Krishna.
Who thinks negative to the feet?
And how it's possible for pure devotee to think so long about lotus feet of Krishna for thousands and thousands of years, for example, Yamaraj does.
The pure devotee does not exist within time. Time is your material conditioning. In the spiritual world, time is conspicuous by its absence. Time is conspicuous by its absence. Do you know that saying? It's an English saying. Conspicuous means it is highly noticed that it does not exist. Time is very much noticed as being absent from the spiritual world. Therefore, a devotee can meditate eternally in the lotus feet of Krishna. Yes, that is what you're supposed to do.
Tai būtent tai ir yra, ką mes turėtume daryti. How to understand that the world can see everything in the lotus feet?
How can we understand what?
How can we understand that pure devotee can see everything in the lotus feet?
You have to become a pure devotee and then you'll find out. I can't explain it to you. The only way to find out is to experience it. Next question.
Kartais taip atsitinka, kad žmonės prieš mus naudoja agresiją kažkokią arba kažkokią prievartą. Ir kaip reikia į tai reaguoti, kartais mes pasimetam ir tiesiog tarsi sutinkam su tą prievartą. Galbūt tiesiog kaip į tai reaguoti, kaip sutinkam.
Tiesiog tu pasimeti, reiškia, jeigu tave kažkas atakuoja, tu tiesiog nusiršai galvą, ir vėl tas pasiškia. Kartais jau randinį jėgų, ta prasme, tai tarsi nekreipdėmės yra.
Sometimes people uses violence against us or attacks us. Mm-hmm. And what should we do? How should we react?
There's one story. Shishi Nitai Gaurachandra, Shishi Varadamarar Ki Jai. So, how should we react to violence?
Kaip mes turime atsakyti į prievartą?
There's so many different stories about how devotees were attacked.
Yra keletas istorijų, kaip atsidavę buvo užpulti.
One time in Germany, some people came by with machine gun. They wanted to shoot all the devotees dead in the temple room.
Vieną kartą Vokietijoje atėjo žmonės su automatais ir norėjo visus sušaudyti šventykloje.
So they observed what time all the devotees were in the temple room for Mangal Arti.
Jie stebėjo, kada atsidavusieji susirenka į altorinę Mangalarčiui.
And they came with their machine guns.
Ir jie atėjo ten su automatais.
And they opened fire when all the devotees were in the temple room. But they just happened to open fire during the Prema Dvani prayers. When all the devotees were on the floor. And not one devotee was hurt. And there was another time when there was, you may have heard many years ago, the Muslim terrorists, they came to the airport in Rome to the Alitalia counter. They opened up automatic weapons and shot so many people there at the Alitalia counter. El Al counter, not Alitalia. El Al, the Israeli airline. El Al. The Israeli carrier. So many devotees were actually sitting there in the El Al area waiting to take a flight. But then one devotee, he had to go to the bathroom. He had to go to the bathroom. And another devotee, he had, for some reason, he went somewhere else. Another devotee went somewhere else. There were so many devotees waiting there in the El Al area, but they all went away. And the terrorists came and shot so many people dead. But not one devotee was hurt. So the best protection to be to save oneself from the attack of the demons. Is simply to be purely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. There is no better protection than Krishna. Do you know that shloka? Mare Krishna rake ke, rake Krishna mare ke. You know the meaning? Any one of you know the meaning? Yes. If Krishna wants to kill you, no god he can protect you. And if Krishna wants to protect you, nobody can kill you. So you simply take complete shelter of Krishna. My dear Lord, this body belongs to you. You can keep it alive as long as you like. Or you can kill it whenever you like. It is your property, it is not my property. So that is the mood of the Vaishnava. And he lives without fear. Yes?
Aš jau būt ne apie tokius kraštutinius atvejus. Kartais mus tiesiog kažkas nori apgauti. Žmonių gal toksai apgauti ir tai prasme tavęs pasityčia, tai tu kartais tiesiog neturi jėgos tam pasipriešinti. Daro blogą darbą, ta prasme, kada tu, tiksliau pasakysiu, kada tu negali pasipriešinti blogiems darbams, kaip tai.
O ką reiškia nepasipriešinti?
Tu prasme, kartais tu tiesiog tu kažkas nori tai apgauti, tu galvoji, kad tiesiog pasipriešinti.
pyksti ar...
Ne, tiesiog sutinkit, tarkim, tai nori iš tavęs kažką tam ar pavokti, atimti ir tu tiesiog buvai, nu, vietą to, kad pasipriešintum.
I had in my mind not such extreme things as you mentioned, but sometimes if somebody just wants us to cheat, to take away something, or just beat us, how should we react if we have now?
If you're on the street.
If you have now like power to do.
Oh, you have to be intelligent. That's the thing.
Jūs turite būti išmintingi tokiose situacijose.
I know we were in the Brussels airport.
Belg.
Brussels.
Mes buvome Brazilijoje oro uoste.
And we had one cart with our luggage on it.
Ir mes ten buvo mašina mūsų viena, kur buvo visi.
And it was sitting there and I turned my head for a minute the other side.
Ir aš, reiškia, pasisukau truputį vieną akimirką nuo tų lagaminų.
And then when I looked back, there was a man standing there with his hands on my luggage cart.
Ir, reiškia, kai aš atsisukau, aš pamačiau ten vieną vyrišį, kuris jau mano tą visą karutį su lagaminais norėjo, reiškia, buvo.
He was getting ready to walk away with my luggage cart like it belonged to him.
Jis norėjo nuvažiuoti, tarytum, tai jam priklausė jam.
And then we were in line to check in our luggage. And he came up and grabbed one piece of our luggage. To walk away with it. But the man behind me, he tapped me on the shoulder, so I turned and saw the thief, and he immediately walked away.
But vienas žmogus, reiškia, jisai man taip bestelį petį, ir aš atsisukau, ir tas vagys iš kart nubėgo.
So this material world is full of thieves.
Taigi šis materialus pasaulis yra pilnas vagių.
You have to always keep your eyes open.
Jūs turite pastoviai žiūrėti, matyti.
You have to hide wealthy, valuable things as intelligently as possible.
Jūs turite vertingus daiktus paslėpti, kiek įmanoma.
And you have to be, if you're attacked, you have to, the best thing is to run as fast as you can.
Protingiau. Ir jeigu jūs kažkas užpuola, tai jūs stengtis pabėgti, ko galima greičiau.
And you can always chant the name of Nrisimhadeva too. That's very good. If you yell Nrisimhadeva as loud as you can, that bewilders the minds of the demons. That happened to me one night during Melkbishadam. In the Miami temple.
Miami šventykloje.
We were all sitting around taking milk prasadam.
Mes visi sėdėjome ir gėrėme pieną.
And then two armed bandits came in.
Ir tada atėjo du ginkluoti banditai.
One of them had captured a brahmacharini.
Vienas iš jų, reiškia, sugavo vieną.
And they had a gun, a loaded revolver pointed at her head.
Jisai, reiškia, revolverį pridėjo prie smilkinio.
And they said, "Everybody get down on the floor." So everybody got down on the floor except for me, and I yelled out the name of
Nrisimhadeva.
Nrisimhadeva. And actually, it really bewildered the thieves. Until that moment, the thieves thought they were in control of the situation. And after I chanted Nrisimhadeva, their whole thing fell apart. They ended up running away. So the fact is, if you the name of Nrisimhadeva is very powerful. If the demons are attacking you, just yell Nrisimhadeva with great intensity. It strikes terror into the hearts of the demons. I have practical experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're almost out of time. Does anybody have a burning question?
Чи було мені до катака джапа, кип батинуна з цього книги батилока і сміню катера джапа, калба, опрочала пира із цього кат грамя катхану, то все, кип інді ти ватинама радушки, тарен, татушки. Латушки, поскільки ти бус бабучу Turis po babučių bezgavonės.
Čia papildymas?
It was commented in addition to the topic of Prajalpa that in Bhakti Loka, Bhakti Madhutakura explains that Jalpa is just a talk and Prajalpa is Grammi Katha. In Lithuanian, he said that this is just a talks of market woman.
Yes. So don't become like a gossiping market woman. A Brahmin does not waste his time talking prajalpa. He has very important work to do for pushing forward the Krishna consciousness movement.
Jis turi labai svarbų darbą, kad galėtų praplėsti Krishna sąmonės.
It is very serious business. He wants to make a revolution to save the suffering souls of this world.
Atsidavęs jisai nori padaryti didžiulį darbą, revoliuciją, kad dvasinę, kad galėtų
He does not have time to waste with useless frivolosities.
Jis neturi laiko tam, kad galėtų kalbėti apie niekus.
So we'll stop here.
Taigi mes čia sustosim.
Rajavidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Ki jai.